You could call it a rocky session on Wall Street. Well, you could. We will. It's the Business News Hour for Monday, the 7th of January. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other business news today, the grocery store of the future is in the hands of more than Amazon. In California, there's concern that Pacific Gas and Electric may go bankrupt. Trouble in Detroit, and we'll share what that means. MasterCard is dropping its name from its logo. Amazon, well, they want in your garage. Those stories, the markets, and in for the first interview is Alicia Haima, who came to Iowa from Argentina and built a thriving business. And then Laura Kennard joins us to talk about networking and business events this week. So much to share, and welcome back to Monday. We'll check the news in just a minute.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The business news is next.
How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Tero International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit Tero.com, that's TERO.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AURION.com. RE/MAX Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
It is the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? Do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the markets opened down and then seesawed all day long before the Dow pulled out a win, up by 98 points at the close. The main issues impacting the markets today tended to be the uncertainty over the trade talks with China, the government shutdown, and the story that President Trump is going to declare a national emergency to build his wall. It's enough to put investors and some of us who are not on edge. We'll have all the numbers later on in the newscast. Well, you know, the grocery business is a big business, and to keep up with the changing habits of shoppers, Kroger is tapping Microsoft to help create grocery stores of the future and keep up with Amazon and Walmart. The two companies announced a partnership today that will bring digital shelves, price tags, and advertisements to two pilot stores, one in Ohio and one in Washington State. The stores are designed to make it easier for customers and workers to navigate the stores, saving shoppers time and Kroger money. Kroger has been partnering with companies such as Nuro and Walgreens as it aims to speed up grocery delivery and pickup and experiment with digital tools to support its network of physical stores. The grocery chain is trying to give shoppers who are increasingly browsing and buying everything from consumer electronics to breakfast cereal online more reasons to visit physical stores. Under the latest partnership, customers can first build a shopping list using Kroger's Scan Bag Go self-checkout app. Kroger's move is a play to keep pace with rivals, investing heavily in artificial intelligence and cashierless technology to reduce long lines at stores, a frequent pain point for customers. Amazon reportedly plans to have as many as 3,000 cashierless Go stores by 2021. Meanwhile, Walmart's Sam's Club recently opened up a Sam's Club Now in Dallas, Texas, that has shoppers pay with their phones and use them to find products in the store. Walmart has also added detailed digital store maps to its mobile app to guide shoppers to aisles and to products. Kroger is going to try to sell the new technology with Microsoft to retailers in the United States and around the world. Stay tuned. You know, there are new fears that Pacific Gas and Electric could go bankrupt. Shares of the venerable company plunged today, closing more than 22% lower after sources said the California utility is exploring filing for bankruptcy protection as it fears a massive charge in the fourth quarter related to potential liabilities from wildfires. According to Reuters, the utility is considering the move for some or all of its businesses. Pacific Gas and Electric did not respond for a request for a comment. The company could take billions of dollars of liabilities from fatal blazes in 2018 and 2017, with analysts covering the stock estimating it would be between $24 to $30 billion. Bankruptcy, by the way, is not certain, but the mere idea that they are talking about it played havoc with their stock today. Well, things could get dicey as the head of Canada's auto union said that he is set to meet with General Motors executives in Detroit tomorrow to discuss the automaker's Ontario assembly plant scheduled to shut down in December of this year. Unifor, that's the union that represents workers at the plant, has vowed to block its closure. In an interview, Jerry Dias, the national union president, said, quote, "I have no idea if it's going to be positive or negative. I'm optimistic it will be positive, but I'm not even going to try to guess what they're going to tell us tomorrow," end quote. After meeting with GM executives in Detroit on December 20th, Dias told reporters the automaker would respond to the union's proposals by Monday. We're not sure that happened, and Dias did say that he does not think Chief Executive Mary Barra would be at the meeting tomorrow. He said one option would be to extend operations for 9 months, when regular contract talks are scheduled to begin. He went on to say, quote, "That gives us all time to figure out a long-term solution." The shutdown is part of a broad restructuring announced in November. GM also plans to close four U.S. plants, eliminating a total of about 15,000 jobs in North America. Barra promised in early December to keep an open mind about another affected plant, Ohio's Lordstown Assembly. Saying folks already know who they are when they see the logo, MasterCard has announced they are removing the name MasterCard from their logo, which has been around for about 50 years. MasterCard joins a small stable of brands like Nike, Apple, and Target that rely on an image and not a name in most marketing materials. It also points to the changing nature of currency. One of the original major credit card companies, formerly known as MasterCharge, MasterCard has attempted to rebrand itself in recent years as a technology company in the global payments industry. Today, the company said that 80% of people recognize the MasterCard logo even when its name isn't present. Well, Amazon has come up with a new way for you to receive packages. They want to leave them in your garage. Some time ago, Amazon wanted you to automatically unlock your front door for couriers to drop off deliveries. That was more than off-putting for many. But the company still was, well, they're trying to launch a successful delivery service that lets strangers into your house. Only Amazon sees your garage as a better place to do that. That's why the new Amazon Key for Garage lets companies' delivery people open your garage door to deliver packages there. It works with all Amazon Prime deliveries, and you can both monitor your garage with a camera and get notifications when deliveries are made. Setting up the service isn't exactly free, however, even if you already use Amazon Key for your front door. Now, to get a key for garage, when it becomes available, you'll need a way to let Amazon into your garage. And that means either buying a Chamberlain or LiftMaster MyQ garage door opener, that's $180 and up, or a hub to work with your existing door opener, that's $80. Then you got to set it up by yourself. The service also doesn't freely come with cameras for viewing your garage interior. You can also have a purchase of an Amazon Cloud Cam. That's another $120, unless you can find it on sale, so you can keep eyes on the operation. Amazon will be selling kits where you can get a bundle deal for the items you'll need, but the prices have not yet been announced. I don't know about you, but the front porch works fine for me. Thank you very much. To say it was a rocky day on Wall Street would sort of be an understatement, but stocks did end the session higher after another volatile day, adding to a massive rally from the previous session on Friday as the market watched the latest U.S.-China trade developments. The Dow gained 98 points after rising more than 250 points and then briefly falling by more than 130 points. Yeah, we would call that volatile. The S&P 500 added 0.7%, led by the consumer discretionary sector. The NASDAQ advanced 1.2% as Amazon jumped 3.4%. On Friday, the market surged by about 3%. Today, not so much. Trade, China, the shutdown are all weighing things down a bit. According to Reuters, the Chinese Foreign Ministry said today that China and the U.S. have expressed an eagerness to work together. The ministry also added China stands ready to resolve trade disputes with the U.S. on an equal footing. At the bell, the Dow was up those 98 points to end the day at 23,531. The NASDAQ was up by 84 points to 68,23, and the S&P 500 gained 17 points to end the day at 25,49. A good day, and we'll wait to see what tomorrow brings. Gold gained $4.50 to trade at $1,290.30 an ounce. Oil picked up 81 cents today, ending at $48.77 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note gained a bit, paying 2.69%. When we come back, Alicia Haima from IVS Vet Supplies. She came here from Argentina, found fertile ground, and has built a successful domestic and international business. It's a great story. You won't want to miss it. And then Laura Kennard comes in with business networking and education events in the metro. Stay with us. There's more to come on this Monday edition of the Business News Hour.